On February 9th and 10th, Broadway in Annapolis, part of Live Arts Maryland, is presenting The Secret Garden, a classic novel adapted into a Broadway musical. With me in the studio to talk about the production is the music director, Ernie Green. Welcome back.
Thanks. Great to be here.
This is actually a show that you have done before, what, about 10 years ago?
Maybe even a little longer. Could have been a while, but it is definitely one we've done before. And we've always had it in the back of our minds that we wanted to do it again for a number of reasons. First of all, the story is so compelling. And I think today that story of love and redemption and the power to heal and sort of move forward is so important. But it also has some incredibly beautiful music and really features the kind of Broadway shows that we sort of gravitate to, where you need singers who can really sing.
Yeah, this is not pop Broadway. If you're looking for pseudo rock or something along those lines, this is not the show. This is what Broadway people call legit music. And so you have operatically trained singers come in when you do shows like this.
Right. And also what's interesting is you have operatically trained singers, but you also have people who are Broadway people. It's an interesting mixture. One of the things I think, and you hit the nail on the head, I think is interesting about this show is the way that Lucy Simon created a musical tapestry that creates sort of this Celtic quality in places, even though it's set in Yorkshire.
This is based on a classic novel, what some might call a young adult novel, by Frances Hodgson Burnett, yes?
Yes, correct.
The same author who wrote The Little Princess.
Exactly.
Which some people might be familiar with, maybe even a little more familiar with. So what exactly is the story of The Secret Garden?
The story in a nutshell is that a young girl, Mary Lennox, who is in India with her parents during the cholera epidemic, wakes up one morning to find her entire family dead from cholera. She's the only one that survived, and she is sent to Yorkshire to live with an uncle she's never met in a dark and dreary house, where he has sort of been a recluse since his wife, the love of his life, tragically died in childbirth. Mary sort of grows and understands that there's this garden that is sort of the metaphor for the healing and the growth of the family. The garden is dead. The garden being reborn and brought back to life brings the whole house to life. There's a lot of symbolism and a lot of beautiful, beautiful sort of sentiment. And it's all wrapped in this lovely music. I love this music. I have to be really honest. I love this music a lot. And I've waited for a long time to have another pass at this one.
So you mentioned the cast, a mix of Broadway and opera personnel. Who is in the cast for the show?
As the two uncles, we have Ryan DeRuyck. Jason Hendrick is Neville, and the two of them are going to set the stage on fire when they sing Lily's Eyes. I mean, we might have to stop the show right there. And then we have two performers who are, they're new over the last couple of years. Lily and Rose are Lindsay Espinosa and Heather McMonagle, along with Ella Green, who a little nepotism here, but my daughter is coming back. She had done the role of Martha last year. She's now at Belmont as a music theater major, and she's coming back to do Martha, along with Cody Williams, who is a wonderful Broadway artist who was in Oklahoma last year, and he's one of the best singer dancers I've ever worked with. We've got a lot of good people, and Katrin Davis is helping stage it.
This is The Secret Garden, being presented by Broadway in Annapolis, February 9th and 10th at 8 p.m. at Maryland Hall in Annapolis. And Ernie, could I have the phone number and website for more information,
yes,
please?
Yes, you can go to liveartsmaryland.org, or you can call the box office at 410-280-5640.
With me in the studio today, Ernie Green, music director for The Secret Garden at Broadway in Annapolis. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.